You.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 107. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there, man. Just type us up. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. Show us some love, baby. But there's a lot of stuff going on today specifically, which is crazy because, you know, it's usually we get it be all stretched out and all that. But today was so random. Like, it was a lot going on. What's today? It's the 8th of March? I don't know. That's
a random day, bro. They said it's time to go crazy. Time to shake it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, today special or something? Like, what's going on today? And I know the league year don't start until, like, next week. I know that for sure. So, I'm like, what's going on, man? But, obviously, the big news, which we all know, my man Russell Wilson, man, just got traded to the Broncos. And I wanted to know what you think about that, bro. Because I got some things to say about that.
So, I actually think it's kind of perfect for him in so many ways. I think he's going to have an adjustment, though, because it is Russ and he plays a different style of football than they've had there for the last couple of years. But Russ can be a pocket passer. He do like to get out the pocket, but Russ can be a pocket passer. I think they got a lot of different pieces, bro. Especially,
you think they're gonna make him be a try to make him be a pocket passer? Sorry to cut you off.
I'm saying Russ is Russ, but he is a good pocket passer when he want to be too. Like, it's not like he just run out the pocket every time just because.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, but yeah, I think he gonna do well, bro. I think it's a good setup for him. I think they got a lot of pieces on defense, whole lot of pieces, especially in that secondary. So, and they got receivers. They got running backs, or they got at least one running back, the boy Javonte Williams, he's been hooping. And if they still got Melvin Gordon, too, Melvin Gordon was playing all right, too.
He a free agent. Supposedly, they want to come back.
If he come back.
Both sides want him to come back.
If he come back, then, hey, they both ran hard last year. You got a couple receivers. I know you got rid of Fant, but you got Albert O on the bench. So, now he coming in. It's his time to shine.
We're going to get his name down.
My boy Albert O.
We're going to get his name down before next season. We go get lock that name down.
Bro, 6'5", 250. That's all I'm going to say.
And he was coming on. Like, he was coming on when Fant was out because before a couple of injuries this year. He looked okay because I was a couple times he was on that field and, I had some money on Fant. And I'm like, who the hell is this? Let me not disrespect his name, but his name, nah, crazy.
I feel you, but I think he set up nicely, bro. I mean, I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's a completely different situation. I'm not saying he's going to come in there and they just going to be amazing off rip, but they got pieces, and they might be, because Russ really is tough. We ain't even get to see what they receivers really could do. I mean, Teddy was out there. Teddy was hooping, but Teddy was also getting hurt. Drew Lock.
Which is crazy that you're not bringing this up. Their line isn't that good.
I mean,
it ain't that good. Like, it's better than Seattle's. It's better than Seattle's.
Definitely better than Seattle's.
It's better than Seattle's.
Russ done did dirty work with Seattle lines for however many years, bro. So,
but if you watch Denver play though this year, bro, Teddy was getting tore up, bro.
Oh no,
That's all I'm gonna say. He was getting tore up.
He was.
He be back dropping back, and they in his face every time. And he ain't mobile. Neither is Drew Lock. So, I think with Russ being mobile quarterback, it's gonna be a little different. I'm gonna let you finish. My fault.
Nah, I was just saying we ain't even get to see how the offensive weapons gonna develop for real, bro. Especially the receivers. I mean, I know. You know, Drew Lock had a couple games. Teddy was doing his thing until he got hurt. Like, but this is Russ we talking about. Russ is consistent. He gonna give you around 4-45 and a good touchdown to interception ratio. That's what Russ gonna give you. He might go crazy a couple years because he's capable of it, but that's what you know he gonna give you regardless. So I think it's gonna be a good situation. They got a good defense. They got a good run game. I'm interested to see what these receivers going to end up being. Because you got Jerry Jeudy, you got KJ Hamler, you got Cortland Sutton, you got Tim Patrick, you got, like, it's a lot of different receivers they got out there, bro. So I'm interested in that.
I was about to ask you, is KJ Hamler still with them? Because I remember he was out for the year or whatever, and I thought they let him go. I think
he's still under contract.
They just released Deshaun Hamilton. That's who it was. Deshaun Hamilton. That's what I'm like. They just released somebody. I thought it was KJ Hamler. I'm like, yo, they got somebody else. KJ Hamler.
Yeah, he was hurt. I think he's still under contract, bro, for like another year or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, because we were supposed to draft. Yeah. I'm interested to see who's gonna be who, bro. That's what I'm interested in. Cause that's wide open for real, for real. You got a new quarterback coming in. Y'all all shown that y'all can hoop when given the opportunity to. Tim Patrick even came out of nowhere and was hooping. So
yeah, he definitely did.
It's gonna be interesting to see who's gonna be who. Who gonna be the number one, who gonna be the number two, who gonna be, you know, how it's gonna shake out. Cause I think they all got a chance.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jerry Jeudy got the most rope to lose because that number one draft pick. But yeah, that's how I feel, bro. I'm interested in that for real, for real.
Well, yeah, like I'm interested in the whole damn thing because I just want to see Russ be on another team. That's going to be crazy. Obviously, you know what I thought. I thought he was coming to the Birds, but I love my man Jalen Hurts. But you know what I was saying? If we could get Russell Wilson, I love you, Hurts, but I'm sorry, bro. Like, we getting the better version of you, bro. You can't be mad at me. You can't be mad at me because that's what I want, bro. Like, I'm sorry, right. But I mean, I love everything about it, but the only thing I think nobody really thinking about is Russ had a lot of weapons. Russ had a lot of stuff going on in Seattle. The only difference I can say is Denver defense is 10 times better than Seattle. So you giving him another solid defense. You always know what Russ going to give you. You know what he's going to do. He's going to hoop. He's going to come out, and like you said, he's going to give you those 4,000 to 5,000 yards. TD to interception ratio always going to be great. It's been great his whole career, no matter what's going on with the rest of the team. So we know what he is at this point. You know what I'm saying? So you know what you're getting from Russ. Like you said, it's just about everything around him developing. Now, they did lose Noah Fant, which I thought was a big loss for them. But the Albert O guy, maybe he'll replace Noah Fant. And maybe, you know, he is what they thought Noah Fant was. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Who knows? But and maybe Russ can make him into that. You know what I'm saying? We see him with the Will Disleys of the world. And you know what I'm saying? All these tight ends. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do that good when he had Jimmy Graham, though. That's what's the funny part. Like, it's like, right. So I don't know, bro. Like, I'm interested to see how it's going to be. But I just don't understand it, really, because now you're in a division where you might not make the playoffs. Like, you might not even – you might have a great season and still might not even get the – to even play in the wild card round,
bro. That's crazy to go into.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you went from, well, it's kind of like the same thing with the
essentially, with the yeah, it's just on the other conference.
Yeah, but
the same thing.
It was a bunch of great quarterbacks in this conference anyway, but still, like, I feel like the tier has gone up. Come on, bro. You, Pat. Herbert, come Pat on, bro.
Herbert,
like,
and Derek Carr.
Derek, come on, bro. And I'm not. Derek Carr ain't like that, but he had a great season, man. We ain't gonna forget he was the MVP a couple years ago, but you know, that was a couple years down the line. It was a lot of years ago, but you know what I'm talking about.
But, Derek Carr, nice. He ain't trash.
Not at all, bro. Not at all. But that's what I love about it. And you know, Russ can get some running backs that can actually stay healthy, because I feel like that was part of the reason why the Seahawks didn't stay as successful as they were. The records were still there and all that stuff, but I'm talking about as far as the playoffs and all of that. I really feel like that run game, once Marshawn got out of there, it was just like Chris Carson can never stay healthy. Trust me, this is a person that draft him damn near every year in fantasy, so I know. Well, I ain't doing it this year, but Chris, I feel like Russ having two healthy running backs, if they get Melvin Gordon back, which I feel like now he's going to really be trying to sign back now. Why wouldn't you? I would be trying, unless, you know, you got a better offer or something, which I don't see where he could go, but
maybe he, I don't know. You know how that goes. Sometimes niggas put down roots and sometimes you put roots down somewhere you don't want to move. But I mean, it's the same thing, honestly, Seattle versus Denver. So yeah, like you said, unless it's a better offer in a better city, I don't see why he would turn it down.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Like, I said, I love it. It's definitely gonna be interesting for the league, though. Like, I'm just pissed off because I really wanted the Eagles to get him. Like, Russ is about to change like the landscape. Like, you know what I'm saying? Him doing that, like, it's going so many moving pieces going because of that. Obviously, which we know the Aaron Rodgers stayed in Green Bay, you know what I'm saying? And they were saying that was the reason why they ended up going with Russ instead of Aaron Rodgers, because they didn't know what he wanted to do. So you just told me some news that I didn't even know about the whole deal with Aaron Rodgers and all that. But
they said it was cap, but he said it was cap. This came from his Twitter.
I just don't understand why you would give him $200 million at this age. Like, I think that's idiotic, to be honest with you. Like, because it's messing up your whole team. You're gonna be, your salary cap is gonna be horrible unless y'all restructure every year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, which they probably gonna do, or add an extra year on or something like that. I don't understand. They already said they didn't have that much cap room, and now y'all gonna give him 4 years, $200 million. That don't even make no sense. Where y'all getting this money from? And I know the cap went up, but it ain't go up that much.
Well, he said, let me pull up the tweet. I got it pulled up. He said it was cap. He said, "Hey, everyone, just wanted to clear some things up. Yes, I will be playing with the Packers next year, with the at Packers next year. However, reports about me signing a contract are inaccurate, as are the supposed terms of the contract I, quote unquote, signed. I'm very excited to be back. Year 18, heart emoji.
Yo, he's hilarious. Yo, he say is, about that. He probably putting the pressure on them, like, yeah, y'all bet. I don't know. Maybe he want more guaranteed money or something. I don't know. He's selfish as a motherfucker. He one of the most selfish quarterbacks in the league. He did exactly the opposite of what Tom Brady did his entire career. Always trying to get paid. Always trying. Like, bro, why you? Just chill, bro. We know you great. Just let the team build around you, but
we've seen they do a horrible job of building around them. So
they do, bro. I don't know what's going on, but I seen the contract just like you, and then I seen this John. I'm like, huh? I'm trying to figure out, is he joking? Like when he got in trouble for the vaccine stuff, when he said, "Yes, I am immunized" or whatever, and he say he was vaccinated. This is a play on words. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's just being an asshole. Sarcasm. I don't know, bro. That just sent my mind all over the place when I read that tweet, bro.
I don't understand him, bro. Like, I don't get him for one second. Like, but that's Green Bay problem. That's Green Bay problem. I'm happy the Eagles ain't go after him, because they was talking about no Eagles, don't you go after him. We cool. I don't need that drama queen in Philly. I'm cool, bro. This man has been damn near the best quarterback in the league for how many years and how many Super Bowls he got? One, John? Yeah. How many times he been? One time? No, I'm cool, bro. How many NFC championships he been to? Like 3, 4? I'm cool off, bro. I'm cool off of him. You can pay him all you want. That's why I said that's the Green Bay problem. They ain't winning shit in these next 4 years. I can guarantee. Charles Barkley, I guarantee. I'm trying to tell you, bro. They not winning nothing.
Hold on, though. I need to see Rodgers out there with a crazy number two, bro. Like how everybody else getting this help. I know he's not going to be able to because he won all this bread probably.
Yeah,
but if he get the contract situation together, I think he get a crazy number two, bro. Trade up for – you got to do something. If he signed a 4-year deal, what you doing with Jordan Love? Let me trade him and something else to trade up for a pick maybe. Mm-hmm.
That's so stupid. Yo, Green Bay is so stupid. I'm letting Rodgers go, bro. I'm rebuilding at this point. Yo, he done showed you. I will get you there. We're going to play good all year. I'm be MVP. And then what's going to happen? Every year. Like, at this point, come on, bro. I'm not stupid now. It's like
It's Green Bay, though, bro. You know they hold on to their quarterbacks.
I know that. But I'm saying to you, they stupid. Because that don't make no sense. That's like a person every year coming to you, I'm gonna get an A. I promise you, I'm gonna get an A. It's your student. I promise you, I'm gonna get an A. And this motherfucker come every year being this damn and get an F. Well, I ain't gonna say an F, but get a D. A year. I'm not trying to hear that shit no more. Don't come in this classroom next year talking about you about to get an A. I don't want to hear that shit no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of hearing the Aaron Rodgers stuff. I don't want to hear the gold. I don't want to hear nothing about Aaron Rodgers no more, bro. And I'm dead serious. Like, until he wins another Super Bowl, because he's that tier of quarterback. It's about bowls, bro. You got one. You tied with Pat Mahomes, bro. Like, think about that.
You are tied with Pat Mahomes. This man is the new face of the league. Think about that. You the old geezer. You got the same as the new face of the league. Y'all this smart amount apart. This gap apart. This much apart. And y'all got the same amount. That's ridiculous. And that should show you a lot. Now, it's not all Aaron Rodgers' fault. That's why he's showing his ass now. Because I feel like he's been quiet. And he ain't been saying nothing all these years. He's been chilling. And he's been trying to let them work around him. So part of it, I do understand what he's doing. He being an asshole because he like, yo, I've been hooping for year after year after year. And all y'all gave me was Devontae Adams and fucking Aaron Jones. And they drafted them. So it wasn't like y'all went out and did nothing. Went and grabbed some important piece. They never go do anything big for him. So I get it. But at the same time, they like, yo, Tom Brady don't need all that. Drew Brees, these great, they don't need all that. Peyton Manning.
But yo, let me ask you a question, bro.
Go ahead.
Were the Packers before the Rams on that waiver list?
I don't know, but I did hear a report that he was going to sign with the Saints. If that's where you're going with that.
No, that's not even where I'm going with that. I'm just trying to figure out if the Packers was before the Rams on that whatever waiver list. I don't understand why they didn't sign Odell for Rodgers. That's what I don't get.
Didn't he clear waivers?
He might have.
I think Odell cleared waivers, bro.
He might have. I don't understand. Like that's a move that you make to let him know you're serious. Like that's one of them moves. Like the Rams did that for Matt Stafford, and Matt Stafford, that was his first year there. They made the move and said, "Look, we're serious. We're trying to win." I don't understand why you're not doing that. So I do understand in some aspects why he'd be trying to get his money, but at the same time, you're still hurting the team too.
The waiver order. And who did you ask?
The Packers.
The Packers were 28th.
Okay.
They were 28th. And this ain't no fake news or nothing. This is from November 5th, 2021. Yeah. They were 28th, so they wasn't getting them. You know who I'm pissed at, though?
Who?
That didn't go after him?
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Damn.
We could have got him. We were 8th. He got all the way to L.A. Oh, no. You are right, bro. L.A. was 30.
Nah, they got to go. Nah,
bro, it's no way he went from 1 to 30 and none of them teams wanted him, bro. No.
Nah, he got to go.
And that's why he got a ring. That's what the hell they get. That's exactly what the hell they get. And he was an important piece. And that's why I loved it, because he was an important piece in that Super Bowl. And you could tell when he went down that Super Bowl, they offense went down. It was like they couldn't do nothing after Odell went down, because we all know what Cooper Kupp can do, but he ain't got no help out there. It's easy. Stop Cooper Kupp. The fuck?
Everybody send else one-on-one. Let's triple team this guy.
Yeah, double triple team him every time. We know Van Jefferson ain't like that.
We can use one guy. We could use one guy on him, man.
But yeah, that's crazy though. But you know, shout out to Aaron Rodgers. If you know,
they should have made that move, bro. That would have been a move to show him they were serious, in my opinion. That's the easy move to make to show him you serious.
Yeah. So I guess all the stuff that he's been saying about the, you know, front office and stuff like that, I guess that's the big problem and that's the issue. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, shout out to him and shout out to Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? If that's what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But look, because I know y'all ain't doing shit. Y'all going to have a good regular season and all that, but y'all ain't doing shit in the playoffs once again. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see it. Now, maybe you could prove me wrong or something. But
you got to get another receiver, bro.
Yeah, I got to see it to believe it. Yeah. So until y'all – and it's some receivers, but it ain't no receivers like that this year that I feel like going to make them take that big jump.
Bro, I'm so tired of them. I like Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and I like – the couple other boys y'all got too, but
Alan Lazard. Yeah, he really think he a number two.
No, like I like them too, but they is
They plug in niggas. Yeah. They plug in wide receivers. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. They like the third, they like the slot receiver that you plug in. Like exactly. or that fourth receiver when you're doing a four receiver set or a five receiver set. That's what they are. Like they not
all that Scantlin's supposed to be your third receiver at best.
He's your burner. Like, you know how Tampa Bay did with like Scotty Miller, throw him in there at the end of the half and just let him fly route. That's what you do. Try to get a bomb to him. One catch, 50-yard touchdown type time. Like, yes. He don't need to be playing an entire game.
You need a legit number two, because I understand Davante Adams and all that, but that's kind of like the Cooper Kupp situation. Like, Davante Adams literally see double and triple coverage every time because everybody else could just be one-on-one. You can forget about some of them.
And he still be getting off.
He's different. And him and Rodgers just on a different level. Y'all like, they can look at each other and know what's going on. Like,
I was watching. I don't know whether it was Aaron Rodgers or it was Davante Adams. I was watching an interview with him, and he was saying that. Like, he was like, sometimes, bro, he was like, he won't even say nothing to me. He'll just give me a look, and I know he about to throw it to me, or I know what route he want me to do. I'm like, what? How you got that much chemistry with it? Like, you running out to do your route, and he go and give you and look at you real quick. And you, oh, all right, I slant route. What? Like, and didn't do it though, and score a touchdown every time. Like, that is, it's amazing. But
he don't even gotta say nothing. That's wild. That's real chemistry.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy. But yeah, they gotta get that man some help, bro. Like,
yeah.
Who else we gotta talk about, man? Was there any other things with quarterbacks? Hey, Dak really still got 40 million.
But he took a restructure though, bro. You see, they restructured their contract. You know what I'm saying? So they can make I think they made like 22 million in cap space, because y'all about to go after some free agents or whatever, because y'all about to lose Randy Gregory, DeMarcus Lawrence, fucking Amari Cooper. Y'all about to lose y'all hitters.
Well, they talking about cutting Amari.
Yeah, that was, which is amazing. Like, what? I get it, but I don't. They say he can't stay healthy, but the guy you're prioritizing can't stay healthy either, Michael Gallup. Now, I love him. I want the Eagles to sign him, but so I see what they see, but still, like, he can't stay healthy either. So make it make sense. And I know you pissed off, so you probably don't even want to talk about this shit, but it's just like, how you going to get rid of Coop? Because the 20 mil, he worth it. I think he is. I mean, I don't know nobody else. I think Amari Cooper is working. With his footwork, bro, he can get open. He's a receiver that can get open anytime you need him to get open. Like, how is that not worth whatever, 15, 20 mil, whatever you want? You know, they paid all that money to goddamn Zeke. So that's the problem. That's the real problem. And they like, we got wide receivers and Cedric Wilson. I think that's the real problem. Cedric Wilson turned up.
Bro. I don't see. I mean, I get it, because them receivers, you can make do it in the regular season. But it's going to be the same thing in the playoffs again if you get rid of Amari. It's not like getting Amari is going to make your offensive line better. It's not like
– in your instead, Cedric Wilson.
Why can't you keep Amari and get rid of Gallup? That's bro, like
that's
you said.
That's a great question.
it's just like you said. You saying he injured all the time, but the person y'all prioritizing is also always injured. And doesn't, honestly.
I mean, they're going with the cheaper option. I mean, it does make sense when you think about it, bro.
It makes sense business-wise, but then why'd you pay Dak and Zeke all that money? I know you got to pay Dak because he's a quarterback. All right, he's better than at least half the other options in the NFL. You got to pay him some type of money when his contract come up, allegedly. That was your guy. You was the one saying he was flames like that. So
I say he's just my guy. I ain't say he never said he was flames. I say he's my guy. And he deserved to get paid. That's what I said.
He deserved to get paid. All that good stuff.
And he got that money.
He did deserve to get paid because he's better than at least half the quarterbacks in the NFL, allegedly. And when their contract years come up, they get the bag every single time. No matter who it is, we'd be like, why is he getting paid this much? And he get paid that much. So
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm expecting Lamar to get 50 mil. Like, he got to.
I agree.
He has to now. Like whoever after him, listen.
Especially if you're not going to give him no weapons. I mean, I know they tried to give him some, but you still ain't really giving him no weapons yet. So if you're not going to give him no weapons, I need to check.
This the year, though. I think they're going to do it. Because Rashard Bateman.
I called that. You know, I've been called Rashad Bateman. But him? Because Marquise Brown, I'm sorry, bro. You're a slot receiver. You're not a number one.
He's a burner.
Somebody, y'all can argue with me. I don't care. That's a hot take. Marquise Brown is not a number one or a number two. He's a number three receiver. And I give him a number two. That was very disrespectful. He's a number two receiver. He's not a number one receiver.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's not a number one, especially not for right now.
Yeah, he not. And that's no disrespect to him because he can be. He can develop into one. But as of right now, yeah. I just don't see it, bro. Like, he didn't have his chance.
Yeah, need a couple years.
Yeah, and don't blame it on Lamar because I didn't watch you drop touchdowns. I didn't watch you drop wide open passes. I didn't watch that. So don't do that because Devontae Adams not dropping some of them passes. Devontae Adams is not dropping. You know what I'm saying? Cooper Kupp not dropping some of them passes that Lamar. Yes.
Actually, he's one of the receivers on that team that Lamar actually be hitting deep. And sometimes he just be forward.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that. And they just homie. So it's just like, it's cool.
Some
I guess.
Of them Lamar be overthrowing too. But some of them Jones, he just be folding.
Don't get it fucked up. Lamar overthrows a lot and all of that. I ain't saying like you perfect or nothing like that. He definitely overthrows a lot of people. But yeah, it's a lot of those times in those games, those close games that they be in and stuff like that, that they could have won if Marquise Brown would have caught a touchdown. And if you watch the games this season, you watch Baltimore this season, you know what I'm talking about. He had butterfingers this year, so I don't think he's a number one. But I think this is going to be the year Baltimore finally give him some help, man.
They got to go to tight end. Just got to get everything else together. Got to go to tight end. The offensive line ain't half bad.
Everybody forgetting they lost all their running backs last year.
I was about to say they running game all they crazy. Quarterbacks. They running game crazy. They just was injured. Yeah. Literally every running back.
Marcus Peters got hurt. Didn't fucking Marcus Peters. Who was the other guy?
I know who you talking about, and I can't think of his name, so I ain't about to lie.
It was, I think, like three of their quarterbacks got hurt. Like, it was just like, yo, what the hell? Because I think they had this dude, Averett, out there, or Arnett out there. He
was getting cooked.
No, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. That was, he
it was it was a couple of people out
but
there.
It was somebody on that team, yeah, that they had on that. I'm like, yo, bro, Baltimore got to get it together, so I don't know.
I specifically remember it. I think it was the week they was playing. Was they playing the Colts that week, and the Colts came back and won that game, I think. I think when the third one got hurt that game. Michael Pittman was going stupid. I think he had
was that the game he went crazy
touchdowns.
I was about to say, I think he had three tutties that game, bro. I think he had three.
Yeah, they secondary was barbecue chicken that week. I ain't gonna lie. Somebody else got off too. One of the was it Pascal? He might have had like
it was Zach Pascal. Yep.
Yeah,
they was
he
going
got
on.
Off that week too.
It was going off. You know what Jonathan Taylor was doing too, but yeah, it was going off on them.
But yeah, bro, Baltimore.
I don't know how we got on the Baltimore tangent, but.
I hope they get my boy some help. We went from the quarterback paying the quarterback.
Okay.
Saying Lamar better get $50 million.
I know. Ain't that crazy how you go on a crazy tangent like that? But we gonna get back to a topic because obviously, bro, I knew you heard about your man Calvin Ridley. And I don't want to talk too much about this because I ain't trying to down my brother or nothing like that, but you got to be the dumbest mother, man. All the motherfuckers in your family that got phones or something, but bro, you got to be a. This one of them pop me in the back of the head moments. Like, what the? Come here. What the? What are you doing? What the? Why are you doing? Look, man, I don't know. So I'm not about to sit here and talk about that, man. That's what I said. I don't want to down my brother. He's a brother. We gonna stick together. I'm gonna try to stick together with my brothers as much as I can. But that was one of the dumbest situations I've ever seen. Like, I don't get that, bro. $11.1 million is your salary a year. And you wasn't, me and you, we bet. Bro, how much is, if he bet $1,500 and all in the parlay, he probably was going to make, even if it was a nice joint, max, like $100K or something.
Bro, if I could bet a rack per parlay, my parlay is only going to be the max joint I'm probably going to do is like plus 1,000. Probably won't never catch me with doing no real long shots.
So you feel what I'm saying? He only making like a little bit of bread compared to his contract. Now, to a nigga like me and you, like that's a lot of money. But, bro, $1,500, bro? I thought they was going to say $15,000 or $150,000 or something like that. That's what I'm like, No, there's no way that word, that number is right. There's no way it's $1,500. No way he did that off his own phone that he know that. First of all, they give you the phone in the NFL, do they not? I thought, you know, when you be doing the little man shit and all that, you know, I thought they give you those phones, like they, you know, so they can contact you at all times. Why would you use that phone? All the different options he could have went with that. Like, I'm pretty sure some players out here that's gambling on games. I'm pretty sure. Come on, bro. That's the dumbest way you could have went about that, bro. The dumbest.
My fault. You could continue if you had anything else to say on that topic.
I'm done.
All right. So I feel the same way as you, but I'm going to come at it from a whole different aspect. I don't even want to talk about the different ways that that stupid, dumb could have been avoided. But I'm going to say it from this perspective. It's kind of funny. I mean, I get it, because you look weird when you betting on games and you're a player. Because you could be in contact with certain people. You could be betting on your teammates and different things like that to do different stuff. So I get how it could look. But let's also not forget that the NFL is in bed with the sports books.
And supposedly that's how they found out.
Just saying.
They said they were working with their gambling. We have to keep the integrity of our game together. Do y'all? Do you really? Do you really?
I mean, because you know how I get, bro.
You wanted something with that, though. Sorry to cut you off, but you wanted something.
That's all I had to say. That's really all I had to say. I don't want to talk about the different ways he could have avoided it. Listen, using somebody with a different last name.
They just don't
different stuff, but
want their players to make as much money as them. They don't want their players to profit how they're profiting. You know how they work up them up top people, the people who control the world. You know how they. Oh, no, we can't let them. We controlling this. We want to make the money off these games, not them. That's forbidden. We have to keep the integrity of our game. Are you serious, bro? You think we don't know the NFL is fixed? You think, y'all really think at this point we don't know this shit is fixed? You done had former players come out saying it. You got to look it up on YouTube, bro. Like, there's a bunch of players in the game out trying to say, like, come out. There was a dude that used to play, I think his name Benny Cunningham, running back. He used to play for, like, the Rams and, like, the Bears, I think. I think those were his two teams.
I know
teams.
Exactly who you're talking about.
They blackballing him now because, like, from anything. Like, he can't probably make no money because he exposing the NFL. Like, bro, like, and it's hard to find the videos and stuff, too, now, of him exposing it. He was like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, he was like, it's a, and it was another dude. He played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl. Back in the day, he was like, listen, I'm telling you, we won the Super Bowl. I ain't talking about because I lost the one, too. I'm talking about because the one we won, he was like, it was fixed. So I'm telling you. He said, why? He said, I forgot who they was playing. I can't remember who it was. Raiders. I don't remember who it was, but they was playing somebody. And he was like, they didn't. He was like, the whole year, they played this certain way. They played them. You played Tampa Bay this certain way. He said they waited to the Super Bowl and then they changed everything. He said, I didn't even know what they was running. He was like, it was like they were allowing us to do it. Like, he was like, and it was crazy to me. He was like, because they were one of the hardest teams we played all year. And we coming into the Super Bowl thinking, this is about to be crazy. He was like, you can just tell from the start. He was like, I'm telling you, he was like, they were just letting us do whatever we wanted to do. Like, he was like, they didn't do anything. Their game plan was totally different. He was like, tell me how that makes sense. He said, you play a team and you just whoop their ass by 20 points or something like that. I think he said, you just whip their ass. They can't really, they got your number and they change up what they're doing. You ain't just going to say, oh, they got nervous because it was the Super Bowl. That don't make no sense. I'm sticking to my guns. If I just whooped your ass by 20, why would I change up my game plan? He said, because we didn't. He said, we just went with what we did in the last games and stuff and just was going to hope that, you know, during the game, we could make adjustments and try to win the game.
Right.
We all, like I said, we know the NFL is fixed, man. That ain't nothing to really, really talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely fixed. We already knew that.
But, I don't know. As far as the league, NBA, they better stop disrespecting Embiid. I know that.
Yo, I feel the same way.
You know that they're bringing Luka into the MVP conversation now? They're saying it's between Luka, what is that boy name? Oh, Joker and Embiid now. And they of course they mentioned Embiid named last.
I'm gonna keep it a bean, bro. I think it's really a two-horse race. I think it's just Embiid and Joker at this point. Honestly, to me.
Why do you think it's Joker though? Because this Joker stuff is annoying.
That dude is crazy. I've been literally sitting down and watching a lot of his games lately, bro. He's different. Now I'm gonna keep watching, and I'm gonna tell you when he mess up and when he fucking up too. But I've been watching a lot of his games lately, bro. He's different. I see why people put him in the conversation with Embiid, bro. Like 100%, I see why. I get that they're different, but I see why.
I know. Look. No disrespect, and I'm not a Joker hater. Listen, you a hooper. I love you, but at the same time. Okay, I get it. Maybe they've given it to him because he don't have Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. But he still has a solid squad around him. Whatever. But,
all right. My only thing with that is Ja not having a better season? Like, is Ja deserves, like, you, bro, y'all just gave him the MVP last year. Y'all just gave him the MVP. I don't care about Joker. Are they the number one seed in the West or something? Tell me how the Joker, no, just hear me out, bro. Fuck the stats, because Russ was averaging a triple double. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck the stats and all that stuff. How does Ja Morant and his team, they're the third seed, I think, in the whole NBA, to be honest with you. I think they're the third best, that they have the third best record in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, third best record in the NBA, okay?
Okay.
Last year, y'all was in a play-in, okay? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'm dead serious. Last year, y'all was in a play-in. You beat Steph to get into the playoffs. You feel me? And now this year, y'all one of the best teams in the league because of you. How is that not MVP? I said the only person I can understand that getting that MVP besides Embiid is Ja.
They actually tied for second best record in the NBA.
Who?
The Grizzlies.
So you making my point even. Like, come on. How does that make sense? Where's Denver? Let me see where Denver at.
Denver is six. They ain't about to be in the play-in. They are 4.5 or 5.5 games behind Memphis. 4.5, okay. 5.5 games. You know, niggas like a bunch of games behind the Suns, so everybody far back behind them. But
okay, so how are you 5-6 games behind some another MVP candidate?
Sorry, my bad. 3.5. I'm tripping.
3.5. I don't even care. You lose, bro. You don't have a better record than this team. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Fuck all of that. We talking about right now. We ain't talking about what can happen in the end of the season. Right now, his team, the way he's playing, Ja is going crazy. But everything the Joker do, they dicky. And it's really starting to become annoying, bro. And now they saying Luka is the new MVP. And he could be in a conversation, but he's not no MVP, bro. He been on a tear. He has, but he's not in the MVP conversation, bro. It's levels, bro. Niggas can put up numbers. Why isn't Jason Tatum in the MVP conversation then? If y'all want to talk about numbers and stuff, why isn't he? He been on a tear. He been snapping. No, Celtics been on a. They been snapping. Why y'all don't bring his name up? They pick and choose, bro. The media is, you know, it's so political, bro, and it's starting to piss me off. They never bring a beat up, and B gave the fucking. The Bulls 42-14, and they was talking about the Joker and Luka. That's crazy to me. Like, that's crazy. He has the best odds to win the MVP, so they say, through Vegas and all that, but he's not getting talked about. Nobody cares. They want to talk about Joker and Luka. They want to make them the face of the NBA so bad, and it's not going to happen. Like, I'm sorry. Bro, Luka maybe, but Joker, no. He's not going to be a face of the NBA. He's born as hell.
I agree 100%. He ain't born, bro.
He barely speaks English. The nigga born.
He's not born.
He's not no face of the league.
Watching him
bro.
Play basketball is not born.
I'm not telling you now. I'm not talking about that. You know I'm not talking about that. It's a personality you have to have to be probably the face
not.
Of the league.
Probably not, but he's too good to not be facing the league, bro. I hear everything you're saying, bro, but he's too good to not be one of the faces of the league, bro.
He's not the face of the league, bro. It's so many players that I'm taking as the face of the league over him, bro. Like, I'm not trying to... Bro, all right. You watch the Joker play, right?
Yes.
You watch him play. All right.
Yes. I have been as of recent, yes.
Okay. Can Embiid not do that?
Embiid can do it, but watching him play is two different games.
Wait,
weight. I know that. We're not talking about that. Can Embiid do that? Can Embiid do what Joker do? That's what I'm asking. I ask everybody this question. Can Embiid do everything Joker can do? Or are you telling me there's something that Embiid can't do that he can?
I don't think his vision is as good as Joker's.
That's bullshit. He doesn't try to do it. He doesn't.
I agree with that,
our
too.
Our offense is not.
I agree with that, too. I agree with that.
My next question for you is, switch players. Put Joker on the Sixers and put Embiid on the Nuggets. And put them in the systems and tell me Embiid wouldn't be doing the same thing he's doing or whatever. It's your perspective. What do you think Embiid would be doing? Do you think, and not to say, their offenses are totally different. If you watched him, Joker just put up almost a triple-double the other night. He had like 8 points, bro. Embiid can never do that. He can't do that. We're going to get our ass whooped if Embiid scored 8 points. We're going to lose by 30. We're going to get 30
points.
He put up 8 points. He had like 16 rebounds. And he had like 16 assists. And he had like 12. I don't know what he had rebounds, though. But I know he almost had a triple-double. He was one bucket off a triple-double. And B can't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can't put up no 8 points. Because that's not
one
our
night,
offense.
Though, bro.
That's not. No, but I was. Bro, you know I'm using that as an example. Obviously, the nigga ain't putting up 8 points every night. But my that's my point. He's like a point center.
He is.
Embiid is not a point center.
I agree.
The only thing that Joker does that Embiid doesn't is get more assists, right? But when Embiid had to, if you watch the Sixers, when he was the player of the month like 2 months straight this year, and he was dishing that rock, averaging 5 assists and all that, he brought his assists up this year. He brought his playmaking up and brought the turnovers down. There is nothing in Joker's game that Embiid can't do. That's why Embiid is
bro.
Better.
Now,
and
this is
Joker
where I agree
is nowhere near the defender that Embiid is. Go ahead.
Now, this is where I agree with you, bro. It's 100% to me that if Embiid wanted to, he could do everything that Joker does because he's more athletic, probably a little bit bigger too, height-wise, maybe even weight-wise, and he's definitely more athletic. And he has more of a – I mean, his game a little bit more fluid. Joker got the handles and shit, but sometimes he'd be looking like a robot. It's just effective. But Embiid, it's no way Joker going to replicate Embiid defense. Joker not a shot blocker. But the thing I will say that Joker, that I've noticed that he does better than Embiid is offensive rebound, bro. And I think that's where his extra rebounds come from that he has over Embiid every year. I think that's where they come from, the offensive glass. Because I've been watching a lot lately. This nigga, he just get in the paint, and he just stand there, and you're not
he's
pushing.
A big goofy.
You're
he's
not big pushing
goofy.
Him, bro.
He's a big goofy, bro. He's,
he is.
He's not goofy. Like,
I get
he's
what you're
talented.
Saying, though. I
he's
get
talented,
what you're saying.
But,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Bro, he just get there. He stand there. You're going to try to box him out. He can be like, all right, get off me real quick, son. Then he's going to jump up and tap the ball to himself. His hands is crazy, bro. I give him that, too. His hands is crazy. I think he got a little bit better hands than Embiid. But obviously, I think everything that Joker does, Embiid could do. If Embiid wanted the average 9 assists, why can't he get in the paint and turn around and dish it?
We've seen him do it, though. He had a triple-double this year. We've seen him do the exact same thing that Joker does this year. We see that he did it.
Exactly. So I think if he wanted to lock in and focus on doing that, yes, I do think he could. But that's not what he's asked to do. And I'd just be having fun watching the different play styles lately, bro, because I actually been tuning into Joker. And that's the only reason I'm not 100% on your side, because I used to be 100% talking shit about Joker. But I've been watching, yo. This dude is real, bro. This dude is real.
I'm not trying to – I watch ball. You know I watch ball. Bro.
I know.
You know I know he's a problem.
I know.
Stop it.
But I know what you're saying, too. And he be cramming on niggas and all types of different stuff. It's just crazy.
When
Joker
I
not
play
doing
players, bro. It ain't about when I compare players, bro. What can this player do, right? And what can this player do? All right, what can this player do that this player can't? If you compare greats, that's all. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say. Nobody's saying even one of them ain't great. Listen, I love to watch the Joker, bro. He different. He just had some dime the other night. He came out of the floor. looked like he was magic or something. I'm like, bro, it's no way nobody this big should have dimes like this. And then the no-look joint he did with a bull missed in a corner. Monte Morris missed that joint in a corner last week or 2 weeks ago. He's ridiculous. His vision, yeah, I give him that. But that's because the offense he runs. I'm pretty sure
if, like I said, if he had the offense that Doc runs, that's how he'd be playing. He wouldn't have that many assists. He'd have 4 or 5 assists. You know what I'm saying? That's just my perspective. So my thing is, if you telling me, all right, the game is offense and defense, mm-hmm. right? And you telling me this guy, all right, he good at offense, but he ain't that good at defense. But this guy is fucking unstoppable on offense. And then he's your anchor on defense. Like, he's the anchor. Like, you know what I'm saying? How can you say the other person is better? That doesn't make sense. He does it on both sides of the floor. Joker does it on one side. He can shoot and pass. He doesn't defend. He does, excuse me, and he's gotten better.
I do watch ball,
and yes. I know, so I don't know nobody coming after me talking about, oh, you don't watch ball. You don't watch ball if you don't think Joker play defense. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, he doesn't play defense on the level that Embiid does.
It's everybody not natural. That. He's not a natural defender.
No, he's just not a defender, bro. It's point blank period. Stop trying to make it cute because he's an MVP. He's not
because KD he's a not big a natural, ass goofy. Because KD
Willie
not
Cully
a natural.
Star can stand down there. Okay. It's a bunch of 7 footers that can stand on there and put their hands up and they can get a block a game, bro. That's you 7 foot. You should be able to get a fucking block.
I agree, bro. But there's some people that's not natural defenders that work themselves into playing defense, bro.
Well, yeah, he's slow and he's not a natural defender. Like, but what I'm saying, that's not B fault that he a natural defender. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
That's why he's better. Point blank, period. Like, the fuck, he got it naturally.
If you put both of them, if you put both of them in a vacuum, and you telling me that, yeah, I'm picking Embiid, and that's why Embiid is 1A on my list, and Joker is 1B. But
yeah, I'm not even asking nobody to choose. I just be like, look at what you see, bro.
1A, 1B. To me, like, and I think Embiid is just different, bro. It's just different. But I've been watching the other nigga too. He's different too. But Embiid is just so, like, Embiid gets you out your seat, bro. Joker had you like, whoo, would he throw a dime?
He get everybody involved. Like, how can you not love the way a Joker play? Like, he's a big man to get his whole team involved. Team, like, that's crazy. But,
bro, they the best.
Whoa.
They look like the best.
Whoa. Bro, watch your mouth. You're going to have the old heads drawn on us. Don't even say it, bro. These old heads, you're gonna have my dad like, hey, what's up with your man? I'm like, what you mean? What are you talking about? The two best big men all time and all that. What are you talking about? Because I know that's what you was about to say, wasn't you?
I was about to say it looked real nice in the league right now. That's all.
Listen, bro, you gotta chill, bro.
All I'm saying, he wasn't watching ball
back in the day, bro.
Yeah, I know. All I'm saying is them two look real nice leading the league with the centers right now, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, I was about to say it's a beautiful thing because, you know, the point guards run everything. Like, bro, the big men really getting love again. Like, it's crazy.
They are.
Like, they really
Jared getting love. Allen hurt. That's probably hurting the Cavs.
No, it ain't. Lauri Markkanen. They got big men, bro.
They just lost. It's hurting them, bro. They lost to Indiana. They barely lost. That's my point.
You lose your defensive anchor, you ain't going to win nothing. That's why B is more important.
They won. I'm tripping. They won.
All right, my bad. In the playoffs, Joker be a liability on defense. I don't care what you talk about.
Darius Garland had 41 and 13 and 5.
Bro, somebody just had 52 tonight. What is going on? What's in the water today? Like, what's going 52? On? Somebody had 50 today. Somebody had 50. Kyrie. He hit 9 threes against the Hornets today. I know somebody got 30, bro. Bro, do you know Shai Gilgeous is top 10 in scoring in the league? I did not know that. He's 7.
He be cooking.
I didn't know that.
Bro, his like last 7 games, he done hit at least 29 points in all of them since he came back from the injury, bro. He's free different.
Man. Free that innocent man.
No, free. We rebuilding.
Bro, yeah, because that was his squad. That's crazy.
That's still my squad. We rebuilding. Relax.
Nah, but bro, free and your man Lou Dort out and shit, all that. Lou Dort, y'all young players.
It's a couple guys out there. Trey Mann be hooping. Like, it's a couple guys out there, bro. They rebuilding. Chill.
Hey, man, listen. Y'all have everybody in the NBA's picks, so.
Mm-hmm. And we got young assets. We need stars.
Yeah, y'all have no choice but get better. But what I think y'all going to do is flip Shai. I think y'all going to flip Shai eventually. Y'all going to have to in order to get those. Well, nah, y'all
I
might
like
not
Shai
have to.
Out there, bro.
If y'all draft somebody that's like a game changer, like the bull from Duke, Pablo, I can't.
I don't know who these guys are.
I know he was one of the first college players to be in 2K, and he one of the highest rated players or whatever. I think he like 80-something, 90-something, whatever it is, but from Duke. He's supposed to be tough. Now, he come in the league, or y'all get him or Chet Holmgren, one of them good dudes, and they come in and they different? Who knows? Because y'all be playing hard, bro. I like OKC, man. Y'all play hard every night. Y'all got y'all defender. Y'all got y'all point guard. Y'all got y'all big man. Big man. Y'all just need a, like, an aggressive big man. That boy too skinny. Boy from overseas.
What OKC need is a see, I want him to get another guard, but I don't, because I like Trey Mann. And I like Lou Dort. I think we do need another small forward, but what I think we really need to find the next dominant big man. Need to find that next guy that you could play at the five. That's what they need. Need somebody to pair with Shea, bro.
He's a four.
Yeah, need somebody to pair with Shea, and then the small forward.
Yeah.
Like
a star, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all need a star. Like, yeah, y'all don't need
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Anthony Edwards, one of those types, one of those builds.
Just come in and be like, oh, who boy? Why y'all gonna get it though? Shit, listen, y'all got it every year after year after year. So y'all gonna hit on one of them. And Sam Presti always been a good GM. So
those are my guys. I hope they don't trade Shea.
Yeah, he always been a good GM, bro. He found that talent. That's one thing he gonna do. That GM's gonna find that talent. KD, Russ, and Harden, bro. He went found three of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. When you think
that's about crazy. That. When you think, when you about,
think that. About it, KD, and those was all
and James
like,
Harden just alone. We're gonna take Russ out for a second because I feel like Russ is like a different breed. That triple double shit he was doing, now everybody forget. Like, come on, Russ is a different breed, bro. Y'all tripping, bro. So I disrespected my guy.
I think everybody still think that that was easy, bro. And I still don't think that was easy because I'm
at him now.
Bro, I'm watching Ja Morant play with the same big man Russ was playing with when he was getting a lot of them triple doubles. And Ja is different. He's way more athletic than Russ even was at that point.
Oh, yeah.
He's not grabbing 10 boards a game. He's not averaging 10 assists a game either. Not to put down my guy Ja. I'm just saying, I think people forget how different that is to grab a triple double all them nights, bro. It's different,
bro.
Especially for a point guard.
He's a different breed, bro. Like, Russ is a different breed. Now everybody just say, you know, what have you done for me lately? You already know how sports go.
It is what it is.
But come on, bro. Y'all be all right, but back to the point. Sam Presti.
Russ deserved this day, though. Russ been talking a lot of shit during his career. He got a nice little year of humbling. He'll be back next year. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. He'll be back. He won't be in LA, but he'll be back.
Oh, he will not be in LA.
He won't be in LA.
He will not.
Won't be in LA. But he'll be back, though.
He's going to find somebody to get him.
Mm-hmm. He's going to go somewhere that he could cook, too.
He's going to be back to his triple-double self. And he's going to be back talking his shit.
He need to, I don't know. Russ need to be somewhere with shooters and a big man, bro. That's it.
Yeah, we know what he need. What are you talking about? We know exactly what Russ need. He needs his own team. He needs his own team.
And this is, I was saying this earlier, since we talking about Russ, when we was talking about Buddy Hill earlier, that's who the Lakers was supposed to get. I know everybody already knows that by now, but I'm here to say it again. That's who the Lakers was supposed to get. He looks completely different this year. He looked like he been in the lab. He looked like he upset at whoever he's dribbling. I seen him do something crazy last night.
The Pacers paid him all that money and then bring him off the bench.
Bro. He start now, though. He's been starting as of late anyway.
On the Pacers, he do. I'm talking about on Sacramento, bro. He never started, bro. They was the sixth man, bro.
Bro,
they
last night.
Giving him like 30 minutes off the bench. Like, start me. What the fuck?
Bro, last night I was watching. Was it last night that I was watching the Pacers? Or it might have been the night before. It was one of these nights I was watching the Pacers. All right, it was the night before. Go watch the highlights of the Pacers and Wizards game if you can at some point. I hope they got it on there. Buddy threw this crazy dime, bro. Like, it was like three dimes in a row, but the last one was out of pocket. Like, it just looked like he was a point guard. I'm just like, Buddy been in the gym. He's still the same shooter, and now he added the dribble package too with the dimes because he's been getting assists lately. He had 8 assists tonight, even though they lost. He had 8 assists tonight.
Yeah.
Like, Buddy's adding a lot different to his arsenal. I feel like the Lakers would have been crazy with Buddy because that's exactly what LeBron needs. He need that guy that's going to run off the screen, knock it down, and still could get to a bucket off that if he need to pump fake and go.
You know how many times LeBron done drove or been looking for somebody or shooter, bro? Yo, I think Buddy Hill will probably be leading the league in wide open threes or just open, hit three. Like, you know what I'm saying right now? Like, because I don't give, I don't care what you say. Like, if you watch basketball, you know how pure his shot is.
Bro,
he has one of the purest shots in the NBA, like in NBA history, I think. Like, it's so pure. It's so beautiful. It's like Klay John. Like, it's just so beautiful. Like, you know it's going in. And you know he ain't shooting less than 40%. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know it. Like, it's just chicken. So, yeah, Bron made a bad mistake. But, you know, we already didn't talk about this. I ain't
feeling talking
about
that again. But
that was a super bad joint.
That he would have been an all-star if he'd been on the Lakers all season. I believe so. I believe Buddy would have been an all-star.
Listen, Malik Monk is having a great season.
Mm-hmm. He's not, he not even the type of shooter Buddy is.
Not at all. Not at all. So you might be on to something. He might have been an all-star reserve. Fuck around. Yeah.
I think he'd have been averaging like 22, 23 points per game this season, bro. Especially like if everything still fell the way it did with AD being hurt and different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. He would have definitely been able to go crazy.
Maybe even more.
Mm-hmm.
So
Buddy would have been a 20, 25, 26 point scorer or some shit like that, man. Easily, though.
Off
mainly threes. Like,
off of mostly threes every night. And then the nights he wasn't doing that, he was going to have the dimes out. So,
yep. Oh, well, what could have been?
What could have been, for sure. Maybe they'd go after him. That's dead. The Pacers not giving him up. Or Halliburton. The Pacers keeping him and Halliburton.
Yeah, he ain't getting them now. That's chalk. They got a shooter, a young stud point guard. They cool. They sturdy. Still got Malcolm Brogdon. Still got Miles Turner. They are cool. Trust me. That man averaged 3 blocks a game. They got they still got a big that can be their defensive anchor. All they got to do is get an offensive big or get another. Bro, they are going to be fine. I'm pissed off, man.
All they need is Evan Mobley or one of them type dudes, Evan Mobley or what's the guy?
Laurie Marketing.
Laurie Marketing. What's homie name from the Raptors? Scotty Barnes, one of them type dudes.
Oh, yeah. You talking about do it all around player. Yep.
Yeah. One of them boys that could play the four, though. Do it all type four. That's all they need. They're going to be good, bro. The league is in good hands. I like what I'm seeing.
It's in great hands. I'm ready for like the old heads to get up out of here. Like I ain't gonna lie. Like I'm Brian, no, because that's my favorite player, but him too. Like I'll be watching his games, so I just be like, yeah, it's a wrap, bro.
Facts.
Like, you too old, bro. Like you can see it. Like it's like when you
old though, bro. They just went with the wrong move, bro. They went with the wrong move.
But he can't carry no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He can't. You can't expect him to, but I'm just saying.
I don't think that was his plan anyway this season, bro. Season was to get a bucket. I need some.
What we know Brown by though? What we know Brown by though? Carrying, bro.
Yeah,
we know him by carrying his team.
For sure, but he's 37, bro. Come on. We got to give this man a break at some point.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. This man about to be 40. We still want him to carry this team, bro. The whole dub, he been carrying his team, had the team on his back and shit.
And he a top 5 scorer, maybe top 3? Like, what the hell?
What do you mean? He 2.
That's what I'm saying. I knew he was
trying to get past Kareem right now. Like he ain't gonna do it till next year though.
Yeah, I knew he was up there, bro. But the plan wasn't for him to carry though. I don't even think that was his plan.
I think he was trying to win the scoring title this year.
I think he was trying to win the scoring title maybe, and just like play off of other niggas. I need y'all to snap. I need y'all. Like I'm here. I'm going to get a bucket. I'm gonna get my rebounds. I'm gonna get my assists. I'm gonna play defense. Y'all already knew that. So I just need y'all to snap. Like, I need y'all to be yourself. I need AD to be crazy. I need Russ to be crazy. But it's just, I don't know. It's something with Bron, bro. Russ not the type of guard for Bron, bro. It's that simple.
Well, we all knew that. Like, millionth time.
We
like,
didn't know that.
When they made the trade, we was like, I don't know about that.
He was just rooting for it because it's still Russ. Like,
yeah, you wanted Russ to get a ring. Like, I mean, because Russ was beloved. I'm talking about beloved. He was beloved. Like, everybody loved him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened, but.
He started getting too many triple-doubles, bro. Then everybody started hating. Because everybody did used to love Russ. Then when KD.
He started cheating.
Then when KD and all them, I think Russ had a bad series once or twice. Everybody started dick eating. And then when Russ started going after the triple doubles, it just got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
But hey, it is what it is, man. That's still my guy. I don't care. Yeah, having an off season for sure, but that's my guy.
And we could go to this, bro. My last thing I'm leaving him with is James Harden playing like he want to win a chip. I don't know. After every game, that man, he working, man. I know y'all see him.
Working out after the last game?
Yeah, I know y'all see my boy. I know y'all tired of seeing it, too, because they got the Sixers everywhere ever since we got James Harden. But I know y'all tired of seeing it, but listen, I think that boy motivated, man. Watch out, man.
No, y'all got to see it. We don't care if y'all tired of seeing it. Y'all got to. Hey, I need Steph to wake up tonight, though. What's going on? Can you get a bucket?
Bro, they on like a four-game losing streak. They need to tighten up.
I'm not trying to hear none of that. We tried to let the role players play tonight. No, give Steph the ball. I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah,
they really try to get the role players involved. Give Steph the pill.
They be tripping, bro.
Let's take the lead out of here so we can this game, bro. Because I feel like this joint about to be popping. Clippers, Golden State. I don't know why, but the Clippers still hooping. Reggie Jackson,
Reggie,
he's snapping, bro.
He don't want me some money a bunch of times. That's my guys, bro. Every time he playing the Lakers, he don't want me some money, bro. I'm happy as hell. Like
yes. That's the team I like betting on for sure. The Clippers, Reggie Jackson, Batum, Zubac. Marcus Morris look out for me sometimes. He looked out for me in the playoffs last year. He looked out for me. I don't know about you. He looked out for me in the playoffs last year.
He too wish-washy for me. No, that motherfucker. I'm talking about four rebounds. I need to get four rebounds. Five rebounds.
See, I'm not even betting on that with Marcus Morris. Only thing I'm betting on is threes. How many threes you about to hit?
You bet on that? No, I'm not even doing that unless it's one.
You got
let that thing say 0.5.
That's on the right night, bro. Telling
that's
you.
That's real. That's real.
You know
a
how
team that like let the big man score 50, you know what I'm saying?
Team
50% of their shots from the 3-point line, all that weird stat shit. I'll be looking at that shit.
Forward hit the most threes against this team in the league, like shit like
go
that.
Look up them stats and all that, man.
That shit only works sometimes. Some nights the numbers be in your favor, other times you be like, damn, I went by the numbers and I can
beat. I followed them just to the T. What happened?
Cooked. I thought I was about to win something. Dang.
You only hit now one leg of your parlay. You're like, damn, I ain't got one job. Like,
word. Shit. Shout out to our boy Calvin Ridley, man. Get well soon, my brother. That's what we're going to leave, y'all.
It's 107, man. We out of here.
I love you.